If you thought the first part of the Mass was long, you haven't heard my sermon yet. Today we have a wondrous occasion, a wondrous event, something that was awaited for hundreds and hundreds of years, since Adam and Eve were expelled from the paradise which God had created for them and for us, which they lost by their original sin. And of course, God promised that through the woman, he would send his son, and they would crush the head of the serpent. And so they have been waiting for this wonderful day. And what a wonderful day it is indeed. We see the beautiful liturgy of the Church, of Holy Roman Church, which follows the traditions that have been handed down for almost 2,000 years. Traditions which many have disparaged and thrown out without any reason whatsoever. For today, the light of the world has appeared for all to see. He has appeared in his temple. Now, of course, the law of Moses, which he gave to Moses, this is nothing new to him, said that every male child that is born is to be taken to the temple 40 days after his birth, and he and then his mother need to be presented and purified. Now, our Lord doesn't need to be presented in his own temple. And the Blessed Mother is the Immaculate Conception. She doesn't need to be purified of anything. But they wished to give good example. They followed the law of Moses, which he had given to Moses. And so they do. There is no humiliation in the process. It is a glorification of that which is expected of them as a Messiah and as the mother of the Messiah. And so we too, when God commands us to do things, we should realize it is what is expected of us as his servants. We are not the Messiah, nor the mother of the Messiah. We are his lowly servants. And we too need to obey. We need to also carry out the law of God. And so here we have this wonderful event that was prepared for hundreds of years. And of course, ever since he was born at Bethlehem, the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, his putative father, knew that in 40 days they would have to go to the temple. And they knew very well what it meant, even though he was not like the rest of them. He was the Son of God made man. And she was the Immaculate Conception, created by God to become the worthy Ark of the New Testament, Jesus Christ, to carry him with her to the temple, to the original Ark. That is not Jesus. It was a foretaste of Jesus, a foretaste of the Eucharist and the manna that was given to the Hebrews in the desert. It was a foretaste of his obedience and hers, and the law that was placed within the Ark. It was a foretaste of the Holy Liturgy, this liturgy, and the incense and all the things that were placed in the Ark to prepare for the worship of God. And I find it very beautiful. When I was praying the Divine Office earlier, and then now, of course, I tell you, every time you open the Missal or the Office or the Sacred Scriptures, something that has always been there sort of jumps up at you. And that's, of course, the Scripture, the liturgy is ever old, ever ancient, and ever new. And so I've been saying this all my life, because I started to say the Divine Office when I was about 13 years old. And I have been ever since, with nary a miss. But here we have this magnificent antiphon of the gradual and the alleluia. And what really struck me was here it says, of course it's more beautiful in Latin, Senex puerum portabat, puer autem senem regebat. The old man carried the child. He carried him in his arms, in his arms. But it was the child who held up the old man. And that is what we do. And when we are ordained priests, and we have some of ours who are getting closer and closer to that wonderful day, they will hold up the child, the host, for the people to adore, for the people to receive. But it is the child, the Lord, that will hold them up, that has called them to serve Him in His holy temple. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is. How can we possibly even imagine it? That we are here before God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the tabernacle. We are the gates of heaven. We cannot see it with our physical eyes unless God permits it. But we can see it with the eyes of our soul if we have faith, if we have love. Faith united to charity, which brings about salvation. So I, your priest, carry him in my arms and lift him up for you to adore. But it is he who is holding me up. It is he who is holding you up. A good slap in the behind doesn't hurt anybody. No. Well, thank God for babies and all their machinations. The baby Jesus did not do that, by the way. Some priest tried to tell me that the baby Jesus was a brat, and I said, "You're committing sacrilege. Get out of here." The baby Jesus was a holy baby. He was the Son of God made man. And so he was perfect as perfect could be. None of us are perfect. Maybe I was, I don't know. Anyway, my mother told me I was. No, actually, the first month that I was alive, I cried all night. And then finally, the doctor said, "Put him in another room and ignore him." And they did, and I stopped crying. Advice to parents. You know, don't give in to their nonsense. Put them in their place. Discipline. But the baby Jesus did not need that. The baby Jesus came to enlighten us, to fill us with His love, to discipline us in the right way. And so we give thanks to God for this wonderful gift. And of course, for 40 days we have been celebrating the birth and everything that goes with it. And we will continue even now until we celebrate the great feast of Easter, of Holy Week and Easter, because that is why He came. But nevertheless, now we will take a turn, a little somber in some places, especially with Septuagesima and all the other somber season that follow. But nevertheless, it is still the same baby. The same baby who comes to fill us with His love, to enlighten us, to hold us up just as we hold Him up. And so we too can be like Mary. She carried the baby Jesus to the temple and fulfilled the law that God had given to all Hebrews. And St. Joseph follows because he is not the father. He is a thought of, the putative father. And then St. Simeon and St. Anna. They praise him. The Holy Spirit comes upon them. He was not yet known to any of them, but they did not know him, but yet they felt him. And Simeon proclaimed that this was the light of the Gentiles and the honor of the people Israel. In other words, he was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And Anna knew it and also praised him and held him up for everybody to see. And that is what we also need to do. I hold him up at the altar and at the communion rail for everyone to see. He is the Savior of the world. He who gives life. He who is the light. The only light. Without him, we are in total darkness. Without him, we see nothing. And so we beg for him to give us. As he holds us up, we beg for him to give us his light. His light. That we may see. That we may believe, that we may understand that which he is and that which he does for us. What a wonderful day. And of course, I could go on forever, but I will not. I too get tired, especially now. My voice is coming back, but not that much, not yet. But it is a wondrous thing that he allows me to preach not only to you, but to many other persons. Get him for the choir. Golly gee. To many other persons. And, you know, I get phone calls and emails and texts on Facebook messages. Thank you, Canon, for putting your sermons up on the website so that all of us can listen to them. So I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to the whole world. And many, many people from all over the world are listening to my words and will listen to these words in the next few days and the next few years because they stay there for a long time. And so thanks be to God that he has given us all these wonderful means of communication, not for evil purposes, but for good purposes. For wonderful things to do for the Lord, intermedifica, among the wonders of this earth, of this world, that we can communicate with the whole world with these tiny little means. So we give thanks to God. And we give thanks to God for the faith. And we give thanks to God for our voice. And we give thanks to God for the most sacred liturgy, in which we relive in a very real way the mysteries of God. The Mirabilia Dei, as the fathers proclaimed, the marvels of God. And so indeed, Lord, now dismiss thy servant in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of the world and the light of thy people, Israel. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Amen.